Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Just the other day, my lovely daughter-in-law was telling me about decorating the nursery for their first child who is on the way. That's right, I'm about to become a grandmother, and I couldn't be more delighted. She told me she'd put some cute vinyl decorations on the freshly painted walls and that it had reminded my son of the time I made him take down the glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling of his bedroom. What? I asked, genuinely puzzled. I made him take his stars down? Turns out that he was remembering when we sold our little house. We were moving, and everything had to be packed, taken down, and cleaned up for the new owners. We'd purchased the stars, along with a book on constellations, on a jaunt to the bookstore, and had spent a great afternoon together sticking actual constellations on the ceiling of his bedroom, where they glowed contentedly at every bedtime for several years. But what did he remember? The day I made him take them down. Doesn't seem fair, does it? Yet that's the way memory works. There's a saying in my line of work that perception is reality and that everyone has a different perception. Police officers know this well. When they try to gather eyewitness accounts of an accident, they often find that no one agrees about what happened. Memory can be influenced, too. If you show a child photographs of herself as a baby, she will tell you later that she remembers being that baby, although we know from the brain science that her infant brain cannot yet form narrative memories in the way adult brains can. Why does this matter? Well, parents are often surprised, even shocked, by what their child claims is reality. When a family comes to my office to solve a problem, they usually discover that no one agrees precisely about what the problem actually is. They all see it from their own point of view, and sometimes they begin arguing about who is telling the truth, instead of recognizing that each of them has his or her own individual perception, and therefore a separate, equally valid reality. Memory can also be affected by cognitive and emotional development. Toddlers and preschoolers don't record memory the same way adults do, and their sense of time passing, as well as the difference between reality and fantasy, is different as well. It's worth remembering this quirk in human perception and memory the next time you attempt to resolve a problem with your child. Parents sometimes tell me, "My daughter's lying," when that daughter simply saw what happened differently. Her perception may be accurate from her point of view. This is the reason that one of the best parenting tools you possess is simple curiosity. In positive discipline, we teach parents and teachers to ask curiosity questions, which usually begin with what or how. This isn't meant to be an interrogation, but a genuine attempt to understand another person's point of view. In this case, your child's. Instead of arguing the facts, which may not be the facts at all to your child or teenager, try saying things like, "I'm not sure I understand. Tell me more about that." Or, "What did you think I meant when I said that?" Many of the arguments and conflicts that happen in daily family life are simply misunderstandings caused by differing perceptions, the ongoing mystery of separate realities. And many problems don't require discipline. They just need a bit of curiosity and communication. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.